Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hey, the Bird Show. All the girl wants to do is go on vacation with a bunch of her friends, and a bunch of you guys or her friends are so against this one destination. They are begging Abby not to go.
People are coming out of the woodwork telling me not to go to my next destination that I'm headed to in January. And of course, I'm not talking about my big Greece trip. That's very uncontroversial. Greece is going to be a great time. I feel like that's a very popular place to go nowadays. But I think a lot of people have really strong opinions about where I'm headed in January. So I posted about this on my social media because I was deciding between whether or not I wanted to go to a couple of different locations. There were a few places on my radar. I was like, okay, I can go to the Dominican Republic, I can go to Mexico City, or I can go to Cartagena, Colombia. And these are all places I've never been to before. And they're also places that I don't know a lot of people that have gone there. So I don't really have a lot of experience in these particular locations. And so I posted about it. I said, if you have any experience in any of these places, if you want to advocate for any of these locations, like, please let me know. And I got a flood of DMs with very strong opinions for each location. And then I sort of slowly narrowed it down to deciding to go to a place I've never, ever been before. Period. I've never been to South America. Mm. And now I'm going to go to Cartagena, Colombia.
Such an awesome city, man.
Yes, it is.
Very rarely do I ever go back to a destination because the world is such a big place and I have major FOMO and I want to see it all. I've been to Cartagena twice now for New Year's and it's just a fantastic city.
So many people had amazing things to say about it. Like, I got so many DMs that are like, this is like the perfect place to go for a girl's trip. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, right on the water. You know, it's not known for its beaches, but if you head out to like the ocean, you know, get a boat or something, there's incredible food and it's colorful and it's beautiful and it's lively. And admittedly, like, I was like, this is a little bit outside my comfort zone. Like, I've only ever really been to like Europe and some places in the mm-hmm. Caribbean. Like, I've never experienced South America before. Why don't I take a leap of faith, go somewhere that maybe I wouldn't immediately think to go to, but so many people are saying would be an amazing place to go. So I booked it. I'm mm-hmm. like, we're going there. And then I let people know that I was headed to Cartagena, and I got a different kind of reaction from not random people that follow me, but people in my life. I had maybe 3 or 4 people that I haven't spoken to in years message me, go, Abby, I saw that you are going to Cartagena, and I felt compelled to tell you that my boyfriend went on a bachelor trip there, and they said they felt so unsafe that they felt like they needed bodyguards there the whole time. And I'm like, well, that seems a little extreme. I'm like, okay. And then I got another DM saying, oh yeah, well, we were there. We felt like we were constantly looking over our shoulders. Somebody got pickpocketed. I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of run of the mill. And then I got another DM from somebody that I'm a little bit closer to. And they were like, Abby, you need to cancel that trip immediately. Like, Colombia is not safe. And they sent me the travel advisory thing that the U.S. has on their website. And it's like, it's a level 3 danger. Do not go. And then it like lists the cities that are dangerous in Colombia that you're not supposed to travel to. And they're like miles and miles and miles away from Cartagena. They're like, this is just ridiculous.
Those ones that the government is telling you about, chances are pretty good. They're on the border and there's a lot of drugs that go in and out of Colombia at the very border. But you're not going anywhere near there. You're not going into the forest.
No, you're going to like the main tourist spot.
In my times of traveling, I would honestly say probably 80% of the time, no matter where I go, someone is telling me about the dangers of it and why I shouldn't go. And I have just learned that the majority of these places, like, don't get me wrong, of course, in certain parts of it, danger exists. But if you know how to travel and you know how to stay to yourself and not beat yourself in those dangerous situations, you're not going to experience that. Because I didn't. I've been there twice. And for me, I know it's different for men and women, but it was everything you said it was. It was lively. It was colorful. It was beautiful. It was music. It was entertainment. It was food. It was everything. And my lady went with her friends, I think, twice, because that's where we met. And she was on a woman's trip then. And she didn't have any problems. She never felt like it was unsafe. I never got that experience. And, I mean, she's been twice. So that should tell you that she loved it too. I think you should go 1,000%.
And she found a man.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, could you imagine if you met the love of your life in Cartagena and then you go and you end up meeting the love of your life?
It
was like a bird show tradition. But that's exactly how I feel. Like, I've been roofied in Jacksonville, Florida, and I got in a little tussle in Madrid, Spain. Anything can happen anywhere. And these are places that people would quote unquote would say are on the safer side.
As a guy that has traveled his entire life, I will tell you this. Americans are more sheepish about traveling there than any other culture in the world. We are so scared. Well, and it's because of our culture here, right? We can get into all the politics about that. But look, when you look, compare us to a lot of other countries, there are countries looking at us go, that's the most violent place I've ever been to, right?
They're seeing all the news headlines and they're getting freaked out. And they have their own travel advisories about traveling to the U.S.
And I think Mo's 100%. And I really believe this, that you can travel to just about any place that you want to travel to, so long as you do it smartly. You stay in the places that you're supposed to stay in. You don't get too far off the beaten track. You're going with 20 other women also, so you guys can protect yourselves. The old city of Cartagena is so amazing. The cobblestone streets and all the great bars and restaurants. People are having a blast. Don't listen to people.
I'm so excited. And trust me, I can fight. So if anything happens, you're with the right person.
Now, Colombia, and I think I saw this in Chile for the very first time, was the first place that I went to in Santiago where the police had like those M16s or whatever they're called, those big old guns.
Yeah, M16s.
On their side. And it was like every 350 to 400 feet. So that could either scare you or it can make you feel very protected. I felt very protected. It was stunning to see for the first time, but I never had a problem in any one of those countries in South America.
I'm excited. Same. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great time, and it'll be nice to kind of step outside my travel comfort zone.
Hey, The Bird Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.